are friends I've never met in the flesh. In middle school, I had a very good friend. I didn't know his name or his face, but I know he's a good guy. One summer, my family went to Wuhan on a visit to some relatives. One evening, I was playing by the River Yangtze. I tossed into the currents a drift bottle with a note in it. On the note was my QQ number and a message. The message read, "Will you be my QQ friend?" At the time, I knew nobody would do such a thing, and I never expected to get a reply. Back home, one evening when I got online, I got a message on the QQ. It was a request from a stranger to be my friend. I accepted it. It turned out that this man had got my message. I learned that he was about 32 years old, working in Shanghai. In our first chat, I was in a rotten mood, and so was he. Earlier that day, I had quarreled with one of my classmates. Worse still, I had failed an important exam. In our chat, the man told me about his difficult life and his daily struggles in the metropolis. Our communication on the internet lasted for a couple of years. When I was in trouble, the guy offered me tips, and I encouraged him to strive for a better life in the big city. One day, I said thanks to him for his help, and he said to me, "Keep on fighting, boy." Although I've never met the man in the flesh, I consider him as one of my best friends. I can trust him. A best friend doesn't have to be by your side physically every day.